Welcome to the Prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard.
Thank you for tuning in today. This is Apostle, guys. Running a little late today, but that's all right. We are going to do this. All right, guys. I want to share something with you guys today. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us about a covenant that we have, a covenant that we have with God. God is a covenant person, folks. God is a covenant person. This is the covenant that he has with us. Now, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to show you guys where the covenant was. So, Father, Lord, I just pray, God, that you lead and guide us today. I pray, God, that you lead and guide us. And, Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I pray, God, that you would, Lord, use these lips, Lord, today for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, we're from John 8 today. We're from John 8 here on the Prophets. Thank you. And let's see what God's saying in this hour. And I believe God's talking about covenant. Covenant partners. Covenant partners. And when we have a covenant with God, his covenant don't end. We end the covenant, but his covenant don't end. Okay? All right, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. And earlier in the morning came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them. And he taught them, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when he had set her in the midst, they said unto her, Master, this is the woman is taken, was taken in adultery. And in the very act. Now Moses in the law commands us, such should be stoned. But thou sayest, what sayest thou? This is said, this they said, tempting him. And that they might have an excuse him, accuse him. But Jesus stooped down. Listen what he did, guys. Listen to what Jesus done here. And this is in John 8. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger, not fingers, finger one. See, we know, let's stop right there and we'll carry on in just a minute. We know in this scripture, guys, that fingers like to point. But notice Jesus pointed his fingers to the sand. He didn't point it to the individual. He didn't point it back to them either. He pointed it to the sand. Why did he do this? I'm going to show you why. Don't hang up right now. I'm going to show you why he pointed his finger to the sand. This is good. And his finger wrote on the ground as he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stopped down and wrote again. Listen to what he says, guys. Don't you catch this? I want you to catch this. He wrote on the ground and heard them not. And then when they continue asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that without no sin cast the first stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, being at the eldest. Even unto the last, Jesus was left alone, and the woman was standing in the midst. When Jesus has lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where art thou accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I. I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I'm going to talk to you today about covenant. Why did Jesus write in the sand? The Bible said he wrote with his finger in the sand. Why did he didn't write with his fingers? He wrote with one finger because we use our pointer finger to accuse. We do the pointing finger, remember? But he didn't point his finger to no one. He pointed his finger to what? The sand. But why did he point his finger to the sand? I'm going to show you. I'm fixing to show you. Just hang on. In Exodus 2:24, God had heard the groaning, and God remembered the covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. We're going to read Acts 3:25, and you children, the prophets, and the covenant which God has made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, and thy seed shall all kindreds of the earth be what? Blessed. We look at Abraham's covenant that he had with God was unificant. God blessed Abraham and told him, watch this, it's going to blow your mind. He told him, your descendants will be like the sand of the sea. And you know why Jesus pointed his finger to the ground? Because he pointed to the promise, not the sin. My God. See, when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ. Some people stay in their sin because they failed God. They never get back up. See, I let my bike down out there. I failed, but I got back up. Staying down when you fall and fail on God is a position you don't want to be in. Because Jesus wrote on the sand, but when the accusers come, he points to what? The promise. What was the promise? That God made Abraham, that I'll bless you in many seeds. See, my friend, I'm trying to tell you today, it's not nothing you've done. It's not nothing you're going to do. It's not nothing you're ever going to do to match up to make you right with God. Why? Because the seed of the promise was already here before you was born. You just got to walk in it. See, when Jesus walks up to her, you got to get this, guys. When Jesus walks up to the woman that was going to get accused, he didn't point towards her sin. He didn't point towards their sin either, but they had their fingers towards her. But he took his finger to the promise. What was the promise? He knew that the sand, God used the sand to promise Abraham that his descendants will be blessed. And God keeps his covenant. Man don't keep theirs, but God keeps his. You got to understand something. Let's go to John, Genesis 15:17. Let's go there right quick. Genesis 15, verse 7, guys. Genesis 15, verse 7. Let's read it here. And Abraham said, Behold, while thou hast given me no seed, lo, one born in the house of my error, And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that is shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. Verse 5, Genesis 15, 5. And he brought forth him a board and said, look now towards the heavens and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be, and be believed in the Lord. And he believed in the Lord. He counted it to him for righteousness. Guys, it's not your righteousness that makes you right with God. It's your belief. My God, my God, my God. It ain't how many times you mess up, it's how many times you get up. Come on. A righteous man falleth 7 times, but he's like the palm tree, David said. A palm tree goes in a storm, guys, and that palm tree goes all the way down, but it comes right back up. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the cattle, and I give thee the land to inherit it. So see, he promised Abraham the grounds of the sea. Otherwise, if he could count the stars and the grounds of the sand of the sea, and that was the promise of Abraham. Let's go to 13 through 16. Let's go to 16, guys. 13 through 16, come on. All right, guys, here we go. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. Here it is. Here's the promise. And I'm in Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, guys. Now I'm going to highlight this right here because I think it's so good what God is saying right here. I think it's awesome. I really do. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So if a man count number of the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Let me tell you something, guys. The covenant God made with Abraham, we still walk in it today. If God blessed Abraham, he's going to bless you. If God had a covenant with Abraham, he has a covenant with you. If he had the same covenant, it's the same covenant that he gave to you and to me. And you know what? The devil's trying to condemn us away from that covenant like we ain't worthy. Let me tell you something, my friends. When you get caught in your sin, where is your accuser? I'm going to show you something. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to show you something here. I want you to write this stuff down, guys. I'm telling you, this is the covenant that he made with Abraham. Genesis chapter 2. Let's go to 3, guys. Genesis 2. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field, and the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat every tree of the garden? And the woman said, the serpent, you may not eat the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree of the garden, when the midst of the garden, God has said, see, she knew what God said. You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the spirit in the serpent said unto her, woman, you shall not surely die, for God doeth know in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to her eyes, and a tree that make desire to make one wise, and she took and the fruit thereof, and did eat, give also unto her husband, he did eat also. And the eyes of them both were open. Not open to God. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And God, And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God, listen to this. You want to listen to this? And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself," and said, "Who told you?" Watch this. Watch this. This is verse 11, 3:11, guys. He said, it's what God said, "Who told thee that thou were naked?" Now, when we believe in something, we're going to put action to it, right? See, people say they believe in my ministry, but they put no action to it. They don't tithe. They don't show up half time. They don't listen to no teaching. They don't come around. They don't participate in this ministry. No, meanwhile, because they truly don't believe in this ministry. And I'm not just talking about my ministry. I'm talking about people's ministry in general. When they don't believe in you, they won't participate in what you're doing. Now, Adam and Eve did not get in trouble by listening to the enemy and doing what he said to do. They got in trouble because they believed the enemy over God. My God. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something today. It's all about a belief system, and whatever you believe, you're going to obey. If God tells you you're healed, you're healed. Quit going around claiming you're sick. You look at it, you feel it, but we don't walk by feeling. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith that we know God is a healer. He's going to heal us. He's going to deliver us. We walk by covenant, guys. We don't walk by, "Oh, I messed up and sinned today. I'm going to hell." No, no, just shake it off and remember the covenant that you have with God. Don't let man condemn you in the hole. And you know what? Man will call you out and you'll mess up so bad, they'll put you in a ditch and keep you there. God will never keep you there. He's in the restoration business. Man will keep you there for a lifetime. It will. Man will keep you there for a lifetime. They'll never let you preach again. They want to put you out. Well, let me tell you something. You that are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Ain't that what the word says? Restore. God ain't into throwing away. He's in restoring. But there's so many people, watch this, there's so many people trying to put people out and throw them away when God is in the restoring business. You follow what I'm saying? I say God is in the restoring business. He's in the restoring business, guys. So here's my dilemma. We have a covenant with God. We have a covenant. God never goes back on his covenant. There was a place. There's a place in the Bible where Abraham lied about his wife. I'm going to show you this, guys. There's a place in the Old Testament where, I can't go to it right now, but you can look it up yourself. There's a place in the Bible where Abraham lied about his wife. They asked him, "Was that his wife?" And he said, "No, that ain't my wife." And they found out later it was his wife. And God told him after Abraham lied about it. God told him, he said, "Listen," he told that man in a dream, "if you don't let his wife go, I'm going to kill you." God still protected Abraham, even when he's wrong. Why did God do that? Oh, God don't take up for liars. Jesus did. He took up for an adulteress. Come on, guys, we got to get this. Jesus took up for an adulteress. She got caught in the act of it. See, God is here to rescue you, not kill you and throw you away. He's come to seek to save that which was lost. He ain't here to throw you in a pit and call you done. Jesus said he come to seek to save that which was lost. He's a rescuer. Jesus took up for an adulteress. Why can't we take up for an adulteress? Come on. The only problem with people in sin that lives in sin, guys, they don't believe God loves them anymore. Sin has already condemned itself. Let me tell you something. If you will get a glimpse of how much God really do love you, but the Bible said, for the goodness of God causes man to repent. It ain't the judgment of God. It's the covenant of God that causes us to stand right with God. It's not what you've done. It's never what you've done. It's what he's done on the cross. It's what Abraham has done by walking with God and believing what God told him. Everything God told him, he believed. It's your faith, my friend. Satan's after your faith. He's not after your works and all this stuff. He's not after that. You think you're going to be saved by works. If that's the case, then I'm splitting hell wide open. Thank God. But thank God that he's got a covenant with me and he remembers his covenant. He does. There'd been many times I should have been out of the ministry. But you know what? God has a covenant with me. Does that give me permission to sin? No, it does not. I'm not telling you just go off and live your life any kind of way. No. I'm talking to the people that's messed up and you're staying down and you don't know how to get back up. That's how you get back up. You remember that God still loves you. And notice he told the woman, listen, I don't accuse you, neither woman, but guess what? Go and sin no more. God don't want us to live a sinful life. But he wants us to know if we do make mistakes, we do sin, to turn from it. And you know what? If we keep making it, yes, there's discipline coming. I agree. But some of you out there are stuck in a ditch and don't know how to get out. Well, this is your way out. Remember the covenant. Remember the covenant. God has a covenant with us, and his covenant is no end. When God tells you something, you can bank on it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You can bank on it. Abraham fled to Egypt when he experienced famine. He appears Isaac and tells unto Jacob. See, God had a covenant with Abraham. And that's why Jesus wrote in the sand, guys. That's why he started writing in the sand. So he was pointing towards the promise when the accusers came. See, the same thing happened in Genesis, guys. See the picture here. See the picture. Same thing happened in Genesis. Yeah, see, they believed the enemy. Even though they failed, they still believed. That's what got them in trouble, their belief. Not what they done. Otherwise, he said, you gonna believe Satan over me? You gonna believe what he says over me? And that's what he's telling you today. You gonna believe Satan over me? He's telling you, you're gonna lose it all when I told you you're gonna keep it? You're going to believe that over me? Good, I'll let you go with him then. And that's what I feel about a bunch of people in my life too. If you're going to believe the other people, then go with the other people. Don't stay with me. All right, guys, that's all I have today. Glory to God. It's been a wonderful day. It's been a covenant day. And we got a few commercials, and we'll be right back, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. You can also visit Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. That is Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. You can find them on facebook.com/Touch of the South, or you can go to their website at www.touchofthesouthpearlsandtreasures.com. They carry clothing, the cosmetics, oysters opening, game, prizes, designer purses, boutique items, fellowship and fun, and jewelry. They carry all sort of stuff. The owners are Mel and Granny. Go visit them now on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Touch of the South.
All right, guys. Yeah, go there. They have all kind of stuff, guys. Yeah, y'all can go there. Anyways, guys, been a wonderful week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Just know that we are still preparing for our table, and we're working on our table. We're getting ready to stream live soon, so just be praying for that. We are trying to launch a motorcycle ministry. Be praying for all that. Just keep us in your prayers. We need some help in the ministry. If you feel like you need to work in the ministry, contact us via email at kingdoms radio@gmail.com. So, you know, just email us. All righty, guys. We'll get you busy plugged in somewhere here to doing some work for God. All righty. God bless everyone.